Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas and everything is connected to this destruction we see in our neighborhoods, folks. It's ancient Eastern religion. It has nothing to do with Christ. We can believe in Christ, follow Christ, and get on code according to the Bible without any of this, folks. It's all Babylonian. And the East Indians are Babylonian, folks. Let's go. 214 area code. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm not going to be all night, so just make sure your points are poignant, directly to the point, and be brief so I can make sure we get everyone in. The stream, we only have 31 minutes left of stream, so please, let's make it. I hope you're understanding what we're up against. And the only protection is coming back to the knowledge of who we are, repenting for our sins, coming back as a people, and getting on code with each other. What does that look like, getting on code? Following the law, statutes, and commandments. Soon I'm going to have a brother come on who actually came in. He's from the Carolinas. His whole church turned to the truth now. Praise the Most High. That's what we're talking about. Getting from under the spirit of Babylon getting from up under that spirit for the sake of self-preservation to protect our children before it's too late. The Christian church is done. The black Christian church has been destroyed. Anything left after the so-called mega churches began was destroyed through the pandemic. It's over for the black Christian church. It's over for regular Christian churches, okay? It's time to come to the knowledge of truth and rally together. Why? Because the enemy and the occultists are at the door. Okay, Addie has a question.
Yes, sir. I have a question. Thank you for all you do. So I'm from Nigeria, and I'm actually battling with this currently. There are some things I'm facing, and, you know, in Nigeria, part of Nigeria, I'm a Christian, but mostly part of Nigeria, they believe in traditions. So I've been having these issues, and they'll be like, oh, it's because I'm tapping into my ancestral energy, that we all come from somewhere, we come from water, we have heavenly mates, and they've been telling me to connect with my heavenly mates. That is the reason why I've been facing the challenges I've been facing in life, that if I didn't connect, like, I'm just going to, like, what if I die one day, I go and I die, and I discover that there's nothing like, oh, Christ, or there's nothing like what they've been saying. You know, my head is just bubbling every day, every night. I've been going back and forth. I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ. I go to church. But sometimes I just feel I'm confused. Even tonight, I was just singing. This song just came, and I'm just singing like, God should just show me the way. I was just singing like, don't let me miss it. Don't let me lose it. Because I'm confused. I don't even know what to believe no more. I don't know which one to believe. I need
back,
help.
Hold up. Slow up. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you said you don't know what to believe. If you go to church, isn't there a Bible in your church?
There is.
Okay. Let's start there. Do you believe in the Bible?
I do.
You don't know what to believe, right? I'm going to help you. Show me Christmas out of your Bible.
Christmas? No.
No, go ahead. I need you to go ahead. Help me out real quick.
You want me to show you where the Christmas is being stated in the Bible?
No, show me Christmas out of your Bible. Because you say you don't know what to believe. You believe in Christ?
I do believe in Christ.
Okay, do you have a Bible in front of you?
I have it in my car.
Okay. Write this down and read it. King James Version. Any other Bible you can punt. You can get rid of it, or it's used for, you know, you can punt it or use it for, you know, throw it on your barbecue, okay? King James Version only. King James was a black man, all right? Now, I said, St. John, listen to me clearly, 7 and 38.
Okay.
7 and 38. I'm going to put it on screen so you can see it too.
Okay.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So how do we believe in Christ again? Okay, I know you're
hello,
in Nigeria.
I'm with you.
The phone is probably pretty rough.
I'm with you. Christ, yeah, I'm trying to go to pen. Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading it. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Because your problem was you don't know what to believe. Let's start with Christ telling you how to believe.
Okay.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is there any other way to believe in Christ outside of what the scripture have said?
No.
So if you can't find Christmas attached to Christ in the Bible, is that true or is it a lie?
If I can't find it, that should be true.
Enough. Can you hear me or no?
I can hear you. I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, I need you to repeat what I'm saying then, in your mind,
okay.
then answer, okay?
Okay.
If you believe in Christ outside of the scriptures, without the scriptures, would that be a true Christ or a lie? If you can't read that in the Bible, is that true of Christ or is it a lie?
If you can't read it in the Bible, it's going to be a lie.
Thank you. Now we're working. All right. What day do you go to church? Do you go to church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What is the main day for church in Nigeria?
Okay, we've been taught going to church on Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. Where does it say, according to Christ or God, to go to church on Sunday?
That's the thing. I understand the Sabbath day is on Saturday, but...
No, I'm asking you a question.
I didn't see it in the Bible.
Listen. Answer the question. See, this is why Christ says, let your yea be yea or your nay be nay. The only reason you'll find truth is to understand that truth is absolute. If you answer yes or no, you're automatically reprogramming yourself to understand right from wrong. You got that?
Yes, sir.
So I need you to answer yes or no. Can you find in the Bible where it says for those who believe in Christ to worship on the first day of the week? Yes or no?
No.
Now, if there's only two masters, Christ being sent by God and Satan, if it's not confirmed in the Bible, is Sunday worship from God or is it from Satan?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't find a way to say it, can you? Well, let me read this again. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said. Right?
Right.
What did the scripture say? I'm going to Exodus 20 and 8. Believe on me as the scripture has said, right?
Right.
The scripture says, Exodus 20 and 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right.
Is that Sunday?
No, because they will say God worked for 6 days and he rested on the seventh day.
I understand, but see, you're not focusing again. We're talking about this opposed to the day you go every week for an holy day. If God didn't tell you to do it on Sunday, who told you? There's only two masters. It's either God or the devil. If God told you, as the scripture have said, remember me on the Sabbath, that's my holy day, which is the last day of the week, what God would tell you to do it in the exact reverse of God when there's only two masters? If there's only God and the devil, who told you to do Sunday? Was it God? Yes or no?
Not God. Definitely not God.
Okay. These other fillers are going to stop you from admitting the other God we're about to bring in. If there's only two masters, sister, because you said you want to clear up the confusion. The Bible clears up the confusion if you really want to do what's right. It doesn't matter what people say. Let me tell you, hell is filled with people who claim to believe in God and Christ. So I don't want to hear what people are saying. You have to be sure in your own mind what's right according to the God who's calling you. You can't go with the crowd. The Bible tell you broad and many is the way that leads to destruction. If you see the majority of the people going one way, know that it's the wrong way. You're not here to be peer pressure into hell. So I'm going to ask you again, if the Bible, the scriptures say the Sabbath and our God say that's the holy day, who introduced Sunday to you? Was it God or was it the devil?
The devil.
Thank you. So it's up to you whether or not you want to follow the devil. The Bible makes it clear. It doesn't matter what people say. People are busting hell wide open. You have to make a choice that's right for you, and that's to serve the living God and believe on Christ as the scripture have said. You got that?
I got that, sir. One more thing. Okay, you said any other Bible, I could throw it away, that the King James Version is the best one. And also, there's another person that says the King James is the one we should throw away, that's the NIV is the good one. King James is mistranslated and everything. It's kind of...
Hello? Confusing. Okay, you're doing it again, sister. I can understand why you claim you are confused. You're confused because when presented with the truth, you struggle with the program. I don't care what they say. The King James Bible is the book that closely correlates to the Hebrew and Greek. Your preacher don't even know that, okay? What you need to do is come to the knowledge of the truth, regardless of these people you are around, all right? Get yourself a King James Version Bible, because obviously, even if you had a King James Version, it's apparent the people in your church aren't reading it, because they're still going to church on Sunday. Got that? So just keep listening.
Yes,
eventually,
sir.
It's going to clear up for you, sister, and I'm going to pray that you walk right according to the scriptures, regardless of peer pressure, all right?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. And Merry Christmas. Not Merry
Christmas.
Let's Merry Christmas, all right? Bless you.
Okay, sir. All right, sir. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. That's my mother's name. That's why I took it some extra time with you, sister. Nothing special about that. You say, I've seen Addie there. I'm like, that's my mama's name. 478 area code Clarissa.
Shalom, Elder. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Aya. He revealed the name.
Awesome. Just want to give a quick shout out as well to my wonderful husband Joshua, also to the Douglas, Georgia body. I'm under Brother Aaron. So definitely.
Praise the Most High.
Definitely excited, and I'm thankful for them. Just wanted to just make a quick comment. You was on point starting off today about how a lot of, you know, the foreigners and everybody comes through here and they could do what they want to do, but we can't go over there. My brother-in-law, he loves soccer, so I was looking at start getting into soccer myself and looking at the soccer player. They're finna sit up and, like you say, string them up. And I'm like, wow, what did he do that was so wrong? And they're finna string him up because they said it was a war against God because he was pushing women rights. And I'm like, wow. So, you know, they could come and push women rights and do all this and bring everything over here, but you can't go over there and do that. Because this brother will...
Let me ask you this, sister. What brother in his... All due respect to your brother, and I hope he finds a life. What man in his right mind would push women rights?
No, it was a famous soccer player that
I'm talking about the famous soccer player in particular. He out of his mind.
Yeah.
What we got over here, woman rights doesn't mean what they're saying.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they don't have rights. There was never a time that I seen that our women had any different rights than we had. We both came over here as slaves. That was a white woman
right.
thing.
Okay. Right.
That was listen. So this woman rights stuff, I don't understand it. It's utterly ridiculous, and it's really empowering women. In order for them to be empowered, who are they taking power from? Let me show you what's going on here. Who are they taking power from? I'm gonna show you they're taking power from the man. So empowering, it's not that they're gonna get some new power. They go to the soccer player right there. Right there, when you look right there, on the top here, let me see, over there, they go to soccer player right there. You don't empower no women. Women are supposed to be subjected to men. That's the natural order of things. So they go to soccer player right there, all right? And there you go.
Uh-huh.
There you go, right there. That's sweet.
Right.
Guess what? One thing about power, and power is absolute. Once people have felt what it is to have power, they're not giving it back. So all this empowering stuff, thinking that you're helping somebody out, no. If you give a woman your power, she ain't giving it back. Okay?
Right.
So if anything, she's going to use whatever she gets to do what? Here's you right there. With the joystick next to you playing a video game, sleeping, while she's going to get a degree. Okay?
Right.
Well,
you know, that's what I was saying about, you know, what you were talking about earlier and how they could come and push everything over here, but you can't go over there and do any of those things because they strongly believe in their faith. Right. So how can they come and push all this stuff on our people when they're going to make an example out of him? So that's what I was just commenting on, how, you know,
Let me tell you, I'm glad you said that. I don't know how long you've been watching, but y'all don't know, folks, that's the spirit Kali from East India. That what I showed you is the deity, the thugs of East India, the robbers and killers, used to sacrifice and kill and steal for this deity so that they can gain power. The whole idea of gangs and all that came from thuggy or thugs who would kill their people in the name of this demon here, their own people, and take the gold and put teeth in their mouth, the gold over their teeth. Okay, that's where you get all that. And guess who introduced that into our society through Eastern religions? Russell Simmons and other demons that he was in cahoots with while getting high on hallucinogens. So,
right. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you. And another thing these countries, I said it earlier. Of course they allow that stuff in our neighborhoods and where we live. Because they know it's going to affect us. They don't care if they push that crap over here in America because our people are going to get affected by it. But you can't go to the Middle East over there. I wish somebody would go in the Middle East, go to Egypt or go to one of these Middle Eastern countries talking about we want tranny rights over here.
Right.
They know better. They know better than that.
Soccer player.
Well, why would they push that over here? It's not affecting these people I'm seeing out there on the outskirts in the suburbs. So they don't care if the left push that because it doesn't affect them like that. They got their own schools for their children. They're not going to teach no garbage, critical race theory, and all this other crap to mess up the minds of their children. They won't allow that in there. That's why they allow this liberal thing out there, because they know at the end of it is to separate our people from God. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Megan has a comment and a question. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah. Talk to me.
Okay.
Hold on. Before you do that, sister, I want to show people something real quick. Real quick.
Okay.
1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let's make it clear, too, folks. This goddess, Kellis, is the mother goddess. That's the matriarchy. Anytime somebody talk about, the evil patriarchy, that's nonsense. Patriarchy starts with God. God is male. Anything that's against patriarchy or male is evil, because without man, there would be no woman. There would be nothing in existence. Female came out of male. So that's the spirit of this goddess that they brought over, this stinking goddess they brought over here from East India. She's a goddess of war. There go your woman king they're trying to put on our sisters. Anger. This is why they try to claim our sister have attitudes, because they know the demon they brought over here when they separated our women who used to be in submission, because they understood that that was what? That was an attribute. That was an asset that kept families together. So they put this spirit, they started peddling that spirit of anger and attitude. A lot of you can't even relate to the demon, and then they try to say, well, this is the character of sisters. Not telling you where the demon came from. It started from us separating from our Bible and God and getting woman from under a man. And started teaching in our neighborhoods to have no fear of God. Setting up thugs who didn't care for women. And it made them angry. And guess who came out? This woman right here. She's the goddess of anger, time, change. And they use this spirit to change things in our neighborhoods. What did Barack Obama run off of? Change. Focusing on the black woman in particular. Creation and destruction and power. It's about taking power from others. This is what they're talking about, being empowered. But they're not telling you the ancient demon. They use it for feminism. There she go right there. She has nothing to do with our system. Any sisters who would like to deal with God, deal with the Bible, and be submissive, dainty, demure, soft, you can repent from what you used to be and become a better person. But they want you to run around with looking like this, with the Indian hair, all different type of colors. But at the end of the day, who head is you going to have on a plate? They go T-Bone's head right there. There you go. She got Pookie's head on a plate. All right? All right, sister, the floor is yours. I want to show people who that... Yeah, they go Tyrone. Let's go.
Okay. Let's talk. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you. Let's go.
Okay. I don't know. I just want to make a quick comment about that goddess that you're talking about. But I lived here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there was just a young lady that... committed suicide, and she drove herself and her daughter into the lake. And that, you know, It was a sister, you know. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
I just want to thank you for this truth. You know, I've been jumping from church to church because, you know, things just weren't sitting right with me. You know, the pastor would get up there and preach, but then, you know, they go home and it's something totally different, you know, and I just couldn't comprehend it. But
now, how long have you been, you finally got to the truth here? How long it takes?
It's since about March, I want to say. But I don't know if there's any
praise the Most High.
I'm so grateful. And now it all makes sense, you know. But I don't know if we can get a church going here, Elder, in Milwaukee, but it's needed desperately.
Okay, I got you, sister. We're going to be sending out many brothers and sisters. I mean, brothers and sisters to different areas because we have to get everything set no later. We really structuring things that have this thing worldwide in every city and every little area by at least at the end of 2026. So that's our target right now because the Babylonian bounce will soon be necessary. All right. So we have a lot to do. We have Elder Lawyer right now, and he's in Africa right now. He went to South Africa. We got footage from that and Zimbabwe. We're moving this troop. Africa's waking up. All praises be to the Most High. Coming back to Zion. So you're in Milwaukee, right?
Yes.
All right, let me have your name.
My name is Megan.
Megan, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, we're gonna give you a call and connect you to someone. You have a husband, you have children?
No, I don't have a husband. But I do have
children. You have children?
Yes.
Okay, where's the man?
It's a long story, Elder.
Well, we'll call and talk about it. Hopefully we can get, because maybe we can do something to get that back together. We'll talk about that. Okay, Milwaukee,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll make sure you get a call no later than Friday, okay?
Yeah, because I need to fellowship.
Okay, you're going to get, hey, just put it out there. The Most High is going to do the rest, and I'm going to do our part to make sure you can gather with us, all right?
Okay, thank you, Elder. Shalom.
All right, shalom, bless you. All right. Coming back to the Most High. Praise the Most High. All right, we have Will has a comment.
Shalom, Elder.
Hey, how are you? Shalom, Will. The floor is yours.
I'm blessed by the best. I just want to, Elder, I just give all praise and honor due to Ahiah, and I want to thank you and the elders for the work you do. It just doesn't go without saying, because like, you know, like the other people you've been hearing, I went through the Christianity thing and I always questioned certain issues and certain, you know, certain doctrines. But I just want to pick up because I was introduced to the truth while going through a hard time in my life, coming out of different things from the church. You know, I'm not afraid to say drug use and things like that, things I didn't understand.
Okay.
While I was in a shelter in New Mexico, there was a brother that, you know, I'm a man of the Bible. I read my word and everything. And while I was there, there wasn't that many of us in the shelter. But and me studying the word and as representing the word, we would go into, you know, these Bible studies and stuff, and I would speak up. And there would be pastors that would say certain things that I'd listen to study, you know, to study to show myself approved. And me and this brother, we met, but he really didn't say much. But finally, one Saturday, he said, you know what, man? He says, let me introduce you to something. And he put on one of your videos. Elder, ever since I saw that video, I praised the Most High because I was searching for the truth. And, again, I just want to thank you all because, you know, as I noticed, you know, I've been listening to you guys ever since. But there's sometimes when I don't see the videos distance, and there's sometimes I feel insecure. But what I did this week was, Elder, I went back to your older videos that you guys had. And I started watching them. And the main one I looked at was about the holidays. And then another one about fighting the spirits and how spirits come in spiritual warfare. And man, I tell you, I just praise Ahiah because the information that's within there, you know, it opened me up and it showed me a lot of things. And it helped me really reestablish, you know, that fire and that desire to continue in the word. And also to encourage people to come to the truth. And I just want to give you guys First I give Allah praise, but I know you guys are doing the work, and I appreciate it because I know how difficult it is in the time of
the Let's back up. We ain't giving Allah praise over here. All right.
No, I said the Most High.
Okay, Ahaya is his name. Ahaya.
Yeah. Not Allah, the Most High. Ahaya.
Okay, Allah is Allah.
No, Allah.
All right. Okay.
No,
I heard you wrong. I'm sorry about that, but let's go.
It's Ahaya, the Most High. And I thank you for that because, you know, and I even had experience with, you know, with Islam and this and that. And, you know, it's the way you talk about the different spirits that you're entertaining, you think that you're doing the right thing, but you're not. So I thank you for it. And I would just encourage anyone else who's listening in, if you don't understand something, you know, go back to the old videos and to the other works you guys done, and the understanding will come so quick, and you'll be at peace. All praise due to Ahaya, and I thank you for what you brothers do, and I'm looking forward to be a part of a church and get more of it and be baptized.
Well, all praises, brother, and we're going to baptize you, and you're going to be raised to do many works yourself and be a testament and testimony to others who might be struggling with past habits or whatever the case is. Most I can use someone like you to help others, you know, who have went down, who are on your path you've left, right? That you no longer travel. And are you in the academy?
I'm about to get into the academy. Yes, sir. I'm getting into the academy. Matter of fact, I was going to ask you if it's even possible. I want to get all the past academies if I can get the ones that I've missed.
Okay, well let's get this one first. Go to historytimes.org,
okay.
And we're looking at doing catalogs and things of that nature in the future. But right now we're going to stick to, you know, the format. Be a part of it, brother, while it's still opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Because
they're looking at
past laws and all that to make it almost, you know, politically illegal to claim that we're Israel and teach what we're teaching. So support while you can. All right.
Yes, and I want to encourage everybody. I saw the video last night. Please, you know what, support the products. You guys have excellent products. You know, the music that's coming forth. All praise due to the Most High.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you,
brother. Brother Will, bless you. All right, Greg has a comment. Shalom, Greg.
Shalom, brother. I give all praise to the Most High. Hi, Yabashim, Yishai, Teshuach. All I had was two things. There's a show on HBO Max called His Dark Material. And on that show, they show basically the same thing, how the angels that fallen are rebellion against God. And they call on that show the God that they call the Most High. And they say the demon that's beside the Most High is like a demon, which we know to be Christ, you know, and know that he's not a demon, but...
Yeah.
It's just crazy how they manipulate everything and by television, hip-hop, everything, you know what I mean, to manipulate the masses with this illusion of money and success and all this. But what comes in the end is zombie apocalypse, you know what I mean? That's why they got all these zombie shows where they tell you what's going to happen to all those that don't believe. You're just going to be dead, you know what I mean? So I just encourage all the brothers and sisters, man, to stay vigilant and just try to lower your 10 level as much as possible. And, you know what I mean, stay encouraged. And I have to, elders, please get in contact with me because I still haven't gotten in contact with anybody from the church. So please, you know what I mean. But that's all I have to say, and I thank you guys.
Okay, Greg, what area are you in?
I'm in Greenville, North Carolina.
So no one reached out to you yet?
No one has reached out to me yet. You know what I mean?
You will get a call tomorrow, Greg. I guarantee it.
All right.
Hold on.
I appreciate you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number to Al. He'll call. Make sure you answer, okay? It's going to be a number that you may not recognize. Answer it, okay? Because he probably called you and you didn't answer. So I'm going to make sure Elder Al reach out to you, okay?
All right. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you, brothers.
All right. Bless you. Shalom.
Bless you.
937 area code.
Hello, Elder.
That's me. Hi.
Okay, great. I didn't know if you could hear me. Shalom, and just want to tell you thank you for all that you do and just bless you. My name is Rhea from Ohio, the Columbus Body. I'm in the Academy, and I'm in Patreon.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yes, definitely. I had two comments. So I had got a news feed about Haiti, and it made me kind of do some research. And in researching, I had seen where there was a president. He was pushing for a reparations, and they actually had him moved from his country, Haiti, and sent to South Africa. So I was thinking, Elder, if they gave us reparations now at the end, when the economy and society is tumbling anyway, this would topple the economy. It would cause Esau and all the other nations to come together, and they would come together against us. I believe in the past it showed that they, not all of Esau, but many of them are so into finances and money that during the Great Depression they even killed themselves. So I'm sure if it came down to money and they felt like it was because of us that the economy fell, that they would come against us as well. So I was just curious to what you thought about that. And I have one more comment. The last comment is with the mark of the beast, I was just thinking carbon 666.
Yes.
As the Bible says, that's the mark of the beast. And they're talking about limiting our resources that we can use and limiting how we put out carbon emissions and the environment, and I was thinking that they may somehow use that 666, the mark of the beast, all having to do with carbon, somehow they would use that. I was just curious as what you thought about those two things.
Well, when they talk about carbon system, I'm going to answer the first thing first. They're talking about us not breathing. That's what we're breathing out. So it's the fact that we're living is the problem they're claiming of when it comes to the earth. All right, so that's why I don't trust anything they're talking about, all right? I don't trust their systems when it comes to health, none of that. I don't wear their ribbons. I don't deal with none of that because I understand what's really behind it all. When it comes to the children, I believe in total health. I don't believe in no one giving children anything. I don't believe in none of that crap because at the end of the day, they said that they got to get the CO2 level down to almost zero.
Yeah.
Well, that means no people. All right.
That's right.
And I still want to live because there's a promise that was promised to our forefathers that I'm actually vying for. All right. So they can say what they want to say. Okay. The whole thing is we're not to comply. They'll use psychology to convince us to suicide ourselves. The only thing we need to do is understand who the enemies are. Psalms 83. If they put a white jacket on them, don't care about it. I don't care who you are. I don't care what school you went to. The answer is no. You are a serpent. You are a sorcerer. All right?
That's right.
Step back. Now, the next thing when it comes to reparations. First of all, they're talking about giving $200,000 starting in California to our people, descendants of slaves. They're starting to use the right verbiage now, but to me, it's a bunch of lip service. Why? Because they're talking about doing a task force. They didn't need a task force to give the Japanese reparations. They needed a task force to give Jewish people the money when the UN began to, and others, and America finance, and Germany and other countries finance those of the Holocaust. There was no task force, okay? Mm-hmm. There was no task force when they put over $50 million into an Asian crime bill right after the election and not gave black people anything. So it's a bunch of lip service. If they wanted to give reparations, it wouldn't be a task force. They would just give it. But they're trying to think about a way of giving it that won't affect their system. So you have to make sure that because they speak with forked tongue, you say, well, listen, if this is money that's owed through my forefathers, number one, it's non-taxable. It's put into a shelter that no one can actually get or take but me and my family, all right? That's number one. So it's non-taxable. just like disability or anything else or Social Security or all that, that money can come to you without government thinking about how trying to hack it from you. Because they're not going to give you anything without understanding how it's going to help the economy or how to get it back. They have to make sure that you're going to give it right back. So the whole thing is they're not going to, not with our people with the mindset we have now, will they give us reparations. I don't care what lip service they're saying. Because why?
Okay.
Our mindset now is if you're giving everybody $232,000 or whatever the case is, then okay, the whole block can get together and say we're going to set up our own businesses, our own stores, our own communities, and we're not going to have any Christian churches. We're going to worship the Sabbath, and we're going to get on code with one another. There will be no more crime. There will be no need for crime or gangs because each of them is going to have $232 or whatever that money is they're going to give them, and we're going to all put it together for self-preservation, and it's going to be about peace, but still having a way to defend anything we've received. And, you know, so they know how we're thinking. They know we don't trust them. And they also understand that money is a defense. So as long as they keep talking about what they're going to do, they think that's good enough for our people to vote the next election cycle. They're okay. Going to use the right verbiage. Descendants of slaves, this amount, California, we're going to see what we can do with California first. Until it happens, it's a bunch of garbage.
Because I never thought that they would do it.
Listen,
what
I'm saying is because they don't need a task force to pass bills for gay rights and to give money and finances towards them. So it's all a bunch of crap. It's lip service. Oh, yeah, well, they is talking about doing something for us. We're the only people where they talking about doing something for us.
And never do anything.
So not. Until it happens, it's absolutely nothing. And our people need to say, listen, we're not participating in anything y'all talking about until the check is in our account. Y'all jacking up interest prices, which doesn't affect the rich because the rich can pay cash for their houses. And right? So the banks are jacking up the interest price, and what is that doing? That's barring poor people and our people out of future housing. Right under our noses. Yeah. So no, that's a bunch of garbage. It's a bunch of garbage, all right? So they'll never give us anything unless they have some type of law connected with it that allow them to get everything back from us. They'll be, okay, well, can we tax that? Okay, 50% of it's gone already. No.
I never really thought they would give it to us. Anyway, I was just thinking that by the economy, the way that it is, everything is already crumbling anyway. So, you know, they might decide to just go ahead and act like they're giving us something, knowing we won't even have access to it anyway because they're totally changing the system to put the mark in you. So, and then they'll limit how much you can buy anyway with this mark. But, yeah, I never thought they would give it to us anyway.
And it's, even when the pandemic came, money came out of nowhere for the shots. So they know how to pull money out of thin air. Okay,
definitely.
Even after that, and those who got them, they still talking about 4-5 booster and everything else. Where's all that money coming from? So they know how to make money out of nowhere. But our people are homeless. Our people are suffering. They're bringing in the East Indians and all these other people in our communities and gave them all the jobs. And they're slowly but surely doing what? It's a financial holocaust going on against our people. That should be the name of it. Matter of fact, I'm going to write that down. That's going to be a good title of something.
Financial
We're living under
holocaust.
A financial holocaust. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. All right. That's what we
Thank you
on.
So much, Elder. Bless you.
Bless you. All right, bless you. All right. All right, 757 area code. Deborah has a comment.
Shalom, Elder.
How are you?
I'm well.
Floor is yours.
And I want everybody to hear this sets up here, and we're talking about the different goddesses.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and I don't want to, anyone to fret behind this, but I was actually given one of those names.
What name
and,
was you given?
Under the goddesses, I was given Davy.
Oh my goodness! That's coming straight from the pits of hell too. Who named you that?
I was given Davy, and I can tell you that You know, there's when I was growing up and all, I would ask my mother the meaning of it, you know, and she would kind of joke about it. She would really never, until I went in one day and I looked for the meaning in big dictionary in the library and saw the name, and it just blew me away. But she never wanted to really talk about it.
Everyone,
she only said that.
Listen, everyone want to know. You went and looked into it, and what was it? Because I'm going to tell you. What we don't know is a lot of our mothers and family and all that, we dive in into all types of crafts and different types of ideologies, and that's rampant in our neighborhoods. I mean, I had an aunt who was a Christian, right? I'll never forget this. I'm not going to put her name out there. You know, she's passed since then. She's supposed to be a Christian. My grandfather was a Christian. Man, she was living in our house, and one day I seen her downstairs. She's shaving all her hair off, right? She's shaving all her hair off and saying some stuff that nobody understands what the Hades going on. And I'm looking at mom like, I mean, she came from down south. Like, I know that your sister, what's happening up in here? And then she put it into a jar. And, you know, and I'm like, well, okay, you know, and I'm a little kid at this time. I'm like, yo, what's happening there? And then 3 months later, I'm going into the closet because we putting our dance clothes on or whatever, because I used to dance with a dance group. And I look in the back, and there's this jar with green stuff floating around it with hair.
That's right.
and I'm like, Ma, and the jar was hot. I'm like, I'm like, is that the jar she shaved the hair? And then she left the house, though. She was gone by that time. My mother looked at me, and she says, where did you get that, son? I said, I'm looking for my clothes, and I think this is, she says, throw this out now. I think she let a root in this house. I'm like, a what? She says, let me tell you, I went to the lot where we played basketball. It's right in between 15th and Diamond, right in the middle of that lot. It's still there. I threw the jar, and guess what? It blew up, and the whole lot, there was smoke in the whole lot. Let me tell you, and this is my aunt who was raised Christian. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of our people, especially women, be going into all types of dark stuff. And and she was all nice. Sometimes she would sing, you know what I mean? A victory is the Lord and all that. And she's sitting there next to us and we singing all Christian spirituals together. And folks, she was an outright witch. So this is why when you start asking your mother questions, she's like, well, listen, I don't really want to talk about it because, folks, a lot of these children come out of the Woodstock age, the age of where they were diving into astrology and all types of witchcraft, African spirituality, which is demonology. And then they intertwined that in some level of Christianity. Now, the reason why it was intertwined, because some of those who came over from the slave ships, that's right, and this happened in South Carolina and others, they begin to fuse the crafts so that they can use the dark arts against the plantation owners. So a lot of them converted into dark arts to seek vengeance on the white plantation owners, and it became a way of practice within Christianity. And they end up handing that down from generation to generation, where our people don't even realize that that wasn't any traditional practices from regular Christianity. We started weaponizing it, but still doing it within Christianity. I mean, you should have seen this, sister. The hair was floating around. I'm like, and it was hot. I'm like, what the Hades? And she's going to put it on me. June, get it up out of this house. I'll put a towel around it. I'm like, she said, you found it. I'm like, Mom, it's your sister. I'm like, what the Hades going on? I wrapped the towel around it and hurled that thing, and it blew up, and the whole lot turned smoke. She said, and then my mom, I'm getting in the house. No wonder I ain't having no luck around here. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. We supposed to be Christians up in here. But what I'm saying is this is deeply rooted within our community, and rarely we talk about this.
So I know. This yeah, we do.
And not only that, we love our family so much, but one thing we have to stop doing, and we learn to do it, We cover for this in our neighbor, in our family. We know the dark side exists, but we also know the care and nurturing and loving that comes from the matriarchy within our families. And we never speak of the dark arts that happens within our community. We have to start talking about it. You know what I mean? Because
well,
for years, I was ashamed. I didn't even want to talk about it, but my mother would never forget it. I'll never forget it because she's going to put it on me. You found it. You got to throw it out. I'm like, what's going on down south? She came all the way from down south to leave something in our house. But I digress. You got the last word. We have to start talking
okay, so
about
but
it.
Then for, you know, there's been people, you know, they look at the, you know, the name and then they go right in. What does that mean? And I mean, I've had people that shun me. Okay, I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. They, like, the ones that know what it means, okay, or what it means.
Yeah.
So then you say, how am I going to wrap myself around this growing up? Okay, and all I mean, I'm growing up in a church and all, and even with my mother and all, with she's not with us anymore or whatever, but she literally begged to be cremated. This is the only way she wanted to go. And I'm like, this is not, no, we can't do that. This
what,
is her
your
death
mother?
Wish and all or whatever. Yes.
See, but
she wanted to be.
You know the original ritual of cremation was sacrificing your ashes to the dead.
Yes.
So you can walk through hell with sight, but you will never have your body in the resurrection. It's to walk amongst your fathers in hell. That was the ancient Vikings' way of doing it, so that they can live with total sight in Valhalla and see their fathers. Their fathers are the devil. So cremation is a pagan ritual so that your body don't have a place in resurrection. And they do that intentionally. And they price us out of putting people in the ground. Dirt is everywhere. Excuse me. The ground has dirt everywhere. But they know the ancient pagan ritual is so that your soul can stay in Hades with their fathers who are the fallen angels. That's a whole nother story. But go on.
But she would always say, and all right, before, no, you know, she
sister,
asked me, and all before.
Sister, I'm,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Sister, I'm sorry. I know there's a delay between us two. You was telling us the name. What does the name mean? The name she gave you.
Oh, the name and all, this name and all that was given to me, Davy, and all, is the mother of, love, maternity, death, and destruction.
She gave you a name to be the mother of death and destruction.
Yeah, mother of love, maternity, death, and destruction. And when
oh,
I finally, man. You know, learned of the meaning and, I mean, grew up with it, I mean, you know, people stare and look, and there's been several times where I wanted to just go and change my name, but, you know, I thought, you know, my mother gave me this name, and then when I finally asked her, you know, okay, so where did you come up? I mean, were you heavily sedated or something? Okay, so she said and all that, she got the name because she was a nurse herself. She was an RN. And one of her favorite patients, she was from India. So
Lord,
she said herself, she said, you know, she was pregnant. She had to do a pregnancy leave and everything. If you have a little girl and all, name her Davy.
Look at that. They put hell in our neighborhoods with that name. That's what they do. They
yeah.
come into our neighborhoods and wreck hell. And she knew what she was
so,
doing.
I mean,
told your mother that.
Yeah,
my mother and my father
were both given away when they were little. You know, they came up and all, they're from down south and all, but the family couldn't take care of them. So they both were given away. Yeah, and my mother and stuff, my grandmother and stuff and all, she abused my mother and stuff. You know, down south and all, they picked cotton and that kind of thing. And my grandmother, they would always look for her, and she would always work herself towards the end of the woods. And they would look for her, and there used to be a railroad track. And when she was missing, they would go look for my grandmother, and she would have my mother tied to the railroad track waiting for the train because she didn't want her. But my mother lived to be 77 years old, but she went through all that, you know, or whatever. And then there was a time, you know, when she you know, my grandmother and all, she made her walk on hot coals. You know, this is my grandmother. This is the story. I mean, I'm doing a book on this. But, yeah. So, I mean, I'm just trying to wrap my stuff around it and keep moving. I mean, I've been in the truth now about 4.5 years. So, you know, I don't want to panic and I'm stuck with the name. And, you know, I don't like to be viewed that way when people look, oh, Davey. You know?
Let me tell you something.
And I mean,
let me tell you. Let me tell you something. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you something. Maybe it's a naivety that we as men don't understand what goes on because we only see women as nurturers, carers, you know, big mama. But I think Oprah was on to something here. Hold on, mm-hmm. Let me show you. I think she was on to something here. And this is one of the most ridiculous productions that have ever hit the world, but it's part of their craft, right? This is what
okay.
they started doing. And when you mention stuff, it's like I had to fight all my life.
Yeah. I mean, it's been this journey. This journey of mine, I mean, you know, and you talk about the anger and these type, you know, I'll tell the women, or whatever that, you know, or the sisters up here, there's been times or whatever where I couldn't even understand myself.
And she said, she said, I had to fight all my life, and I believe that there's an element that men never understood, but now when I look back at that color purple, I understand that there's an element that Oprah was actually, you know, that she had going through that particular thing.
That's right.
And through that anger and through that resentment, you bring forth the spirit, and it all goes back to East Indian, that East Indian diva. Because how do you protect yourself having to fight all your life? It links back to the religion. You must become a warrior yourself, independent, and only be a survivor. It's all coming together because Oprah was big on the East, this East Indian religion thing.
But I don't, you know, there was a time and all I had a, you know, medical situation and stuff with my back and that kind of thing. And every doctor I ended up with happened to be an Indian doctor. And they would just go crazy, you know. You're Davey. You know,
okay.
I'm like, okay.
So, okay. I gotta go, but don't forget, sister, that when you spoke your name and other East Indians heard it, they knew the evil that was attached to your name and wondered why your mother would name you that, correct?
That's right, yeah. I understand, I do.
Listen, so what you gotta do is you can't own that anymore. It's a spirit, okay?
No.
There's another name. Now, listen to me. There's another name. You can be, listen, Deborah or Deborah.
Right.
Deborah is a wonderful name. There you go. I have to go to the next call, but sister.
Wanted to ask you
I got to go. I couldn't get you a call. Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
VA, are you in the church?
Yes, I don't get there like I'm supposed to because it's up distance and, you know, so I do the videos right now. And, I mean, I stay in the Word. Nothing has changed.
Okay. Deborah, change your name. And it doesn't cost you, believe it or not, it doesn't cost that much to do that. You just have to go, after you get your name changed, it only costs a few dollars. Go to get your identification and get that verified. But get that hell off of your name. I don't know what your mom is thinking of doing it. But get that hell off your name, all right?
Are you able to give me a call?
I'm going to give you a call. All right. Bless you.
All right. Shalom. Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right. Shalom. All right. Daryl has a question. Yes, Daryl. And I wanted to tell y'all that the whole color purple thing was a demonic myth that they put out there to actually portray men as abusers. Okay, I want to put that out there. That was one of another trick they were doing around the same time. All right? Now, let's go there. Tyrone, 662 area code.
Yeah. I want to talk about what you Yeah, I want to talk to you earlier, what you were saying about the Sabbath day. Just as the Sabbath is not the Sabbath not every Sunday, just like it's not every Friday and Saturday.
Okay, when's the Sabbath?
The seventh day after the new moon appeared.
Okay, get your Bible and show me that.
You will have to go to the book of Enoch, 71st to the 75th chapter.
Okay, all right. Let me get the book of Enoch.
Well, let me ask you this.
No, listen. You're not going to do that, not on my program, okay? We're going to stay where we are.
You go when you choose, you know, like.
All right, okay. So this is what you do. You go on time out until you understand that don't work here. Now, I'm going to undo it, your timeout, because you will be timed out, all right? And you're going to talk to me in a respectful manner, ask you a question. You're going to answer the question in the Bible. I don't have to go into the Enoch to find out where the Sabbath is, okay? So I'm going to ask you again, where does it say you follow the Sabbath with the moon in the Bible?
Where does it say that Saturday or Sunday is all about? You're not going to see the first,
brother,
you're gonna see first day of the week.
Okay. Kick rocks, okay? Look at the moon and follow your Sabbath. Peace out. Next call. 402 area code. Now I'm going to show you. Let me give you some insight of what the Bible calls a lunatic. Okay, a lunatic sets dates based on moons. It's called lunatic. That's where it comes from. So you have some people. You have some people out there, right? And that's why he tried to overtalk me, because he knew he couldn't find it. All right, who look at the moon. And they wait for a moon cycle of a month and count 7 days and say that's the Sabbath. Right? So that means the Sabbath is on different days all through the year, determining the moon, off the moon. When the moon comes up in the book of Enoch and in the book of Jubilees, the moon annual cycle comes up 10 days early each year. 354 days for an annual moon cycle. So that means this guy don't even know how to count. Okay? But yet he's going to push something. It's going to be him and three guys looking at the moon, waiting for when the Sabbath comes. And want to come and try to argue with me. No. I'm going to do the Sabbath from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown every Sabbath. Okay? You got the wrong guy, my brother. Okay? Go somewhere else with that. You can only have you and four guys following the Sabbath. All right. You can go and go to wherever you are. May the Most High with you. But you see the disrespect, folks? See him? I asked him a plain question. And you know something is going on when a man can't hold his emotions and just answer a question. Show me the Bible. Well, I got to go to Enoch. Well, you can't show me where they Friday or Saturday. Okay, so in a nutshell, nobody follows the Sabbath because no one knows when the Sabbath is. That's where he's going. No. Look at your calendar, young man, and count to seven. Okay? And this is why our people cannot go anyplace, because we have guys like that running around, where we'll be talking about coming together in worship, and he'll be looking at a moon, waiting for another day outside of the Sabbath to call Sabbath and argue with me because I'm not there with him. No, thank you. Okay? If you thought it had any level of credibility, you wouldn't have to call and argue with me. You would do it your moon way, and the most people would see what you were doing is true. Right? So don't even worry about me. Do the moon thing and see how it works out for you. Okay? You got your 20 minutes of fame. You got your voice on something that people are actually learning from. All right? Justin has a question. 347 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Hey, listen. He's not new to this. You had people running around with that foolishness since 2009, 2010, and it still haven't gained any wheels. He wouldn't know about Enoch if we weren't teaching it. And in Enoch 71, it doesn't say anything about that. I know. I teach the book of Enoch. That's why he tried to overtalk and argue. Because I was going to just go to Enoch. I was about to do it. I put him on hold and he was still talking. Men do not discourse that way. Okay? When people try to shout you out of a conversation, that's not a masculine thing to do. Okay? What he was supposed to do was go to the scripture. I'd have let him read it. But he knows it's not there. I've dealt with lunatics many days. Lunatics ain't nobody just crazy. Lunatics are those that deal with calendars according to the moon. That's what it means. Okay? So go ahead and look at the moon and find your Sabbath. We won't be there. Justin.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
I was going to let him bring it, but I knew he couldn't bring it. That's why he wanted to argue. He tried to argue. He knew where I was going. I was going to pull up Enoch right here, and I was going to pull up the Bible so y'all can see it. I'm like, all right, teach us, brother. Show us the way. Show us how to look at the moon and wait for a Sabbath. He had been stuttering for 30 minutes straight, showing absolutely nothing. I've already dealt with people like that since 2010. And guess what? It's still no people following that because they can't even prove it. 347 area code, but he can snip this and put it on his page, and hopefully with me, you know, giving him some understanding, somebody will probably think that it's our video and go check out his moon Sabbath. Justin has a question.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
No? All right.
Yes, sir. Hello?
404 area code. Shalom. We're running out of time here. Okay. Is the calls cut out? Let me see. Okay. Hello? Let me see. Okay. It's working. 404 area code. If you're there, say something, or I'm going to have to go to the next call.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Talk to me.
Hey, my name is Sabria. I'm sorry. I'm kind of nervous. First time calling. I just want to say that, you know, I grew up Muslim and going to the mosque, and I've been in the truth for about 4 years now, and it's been a journey because growing up Muslim, it's a lot of, like, I grew up with a lot of racism, and it's really a hierarchy with the Arabs. They treat us really bad, and then we have the, you know, the Edomites. They're, like, over the Arabs. They treat us bad as well. So it was really hard growing up in the mosque, and I never felt like I was included in anything. And any black Muslim, most of them will tell you, we've always been kind of, like, pushed to the side. Like, we are beneath everybody else. So, like, coming into this truth has really, like, it really awakened me, and I'm so happy that, like, I have you guys, like, I can listen to you guys and just get the truth. Like, I'm just excited about that, so, and I'm glad to talk to you, so.
Well, sister, it's a pleasure speaking to you, and welcome. They treating you like a second-class citizen up in their little religions when their religion wouldn't be nothing here if our people didn't support it. So I'm glad you're coming back to the knowledge of the truth and realize that you are above that religion. You are a daughter of Zion, okay? And now I'm glad you're back to the truth concerning yourself, and there's no better place to be, sister. All right?
Thank you. I really appreciate
all right.
that.
All right. Bless you. All right.
Have a
all right. And don't look at the moon waiting on a Sabbath. Don't do that. Count to seven according to your calendar, and you'll know what seven is. Seven is Sabbath. All right? Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Justin has a question.
Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
I'm blessed. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure speaking to you. All praise to the Most High.
Bless you.
I was worried. I didn't think I would get on because I was on the waiting on, and then I don't know if you could hear me. Something happened with the connection.
Oh, but, I can hear you now.
Great. I'm not sure if I should speak this online or off air, but my wife just kind of got sick last week, and I had to rush her to the hospital. She's there now. I'm sure she's listening.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong with her?
It's about blood clots, according to the doctor. And she's set to do surgery tomorrow to remove her spleen. And now it got me praying a lot, trying to figure out if this is just even necessary. I had somebody tell me, like my stepfather.
Well, brother, this is something medical that shouldn't be discussed on a broadcast, but we can give you a call and maybe you can ask someone to get a second opinion.
That was my
it seems like, I mean, I don't know if you tried to reach out before then, but we're up against the hours now that if they plan to do it tomorrow. But anyway, it may be past the time for a second opinion. There's not much we can do being up against 24 hours, you know?
I understand. I don't really know what to do. She's nervous. She's scared. And I don't really have any. I have no medical history of knowledge in that area. So I'm trying to figure out the best course of action for her. You know, cause I read a lot. If you take your spleen out, it can leave you susceptible to like diseases.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. You want to speak to Truman Burst as soon as possible.
Reach out. She has his number. I told her to reach out to him today. I'm not sure if she did that yet, but I told her. I promised her that I would, you know, call when the broadcast, because the broadcast didn't come on last week. I promised her that if you guys came on, that I would wait online and see if I can get your number or get you to call me so we could discuss certain
things. Okay. Well, I'm not in the position to actually give you understanding on what to do being in the dark 24 hours before something has gone on. The most I can do is if she has Truman's number, I can make sure Truman gets your number and call you. That's his area of expertise. I'll have his daughter call you, and they can give you the best course of action. All right?
Thank you so much. Also,
you are.
I'm in the Florida body, the Orlando body. I have a question.
Yeah.
You used to have the Boynton Beach body available, and it was so easy for me to get to that church. Is there any particular reason that you had shut down? Because I like that church. It was close. You know, I've been to the Orlando body a few times. It's just very difficult for me to make it on a consistent basis.
I'll have Elder Purnell call you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll connect with you on a location in your proximity. Right now, you should be dealing with the spleen of your wife. But I'll make sure Purnell call you. And y'all can go from there as far as location, okay?
Okay. Try not to keep birds one step. It's hard to get in touch with.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Have a blessing.
I got you. I got you. So I'm going to do these two as soon as I'm off the line for you.
Thank you so much, Elder.
Okay, now, I don't know. Did she get, you know whether or not she got the stuff during the time of
We both are baptized in the truth.
Baptized in the truth. I'm asking, did she get the stuff? That's a yes? No?
No. She didn't. No, absolutely not.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so I'm going to give you a call afterwards, all right? And we can discuss this. All right, going down the line, two calls, 708 area code. 708 area code. No? I'm here, 708. Gone once, gone twice, three times, And I wanted to say this, and, you know, it's unfortunate that the brother didn't have enough tact and respect to actually show me what he believed in. But he didn't call for that. He called to say that we were wrong and that, and to argue. All right? And I don't deal like that. You'll never get to a respectful resolution that way. Ever. Because if I would have sat there and listened to him out of the Bible, I could have corrected him and say, read that again. So what does that say? So how did you get that from what you just read? But he knew what I was about to do. And he was smart. He overtalked and tried to turn it into a spat, an argument, because that's what he wanted. Because only four people are trying to find a Sabbath with him, looking at a moon. Okay? I mean, this is way off than having a holy day. Now, the Jewish people have a holy day based on a false cycle of 354 days dealing with the moon. But at least they understand that under Judaism, the Sabbath is from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. They have that correct, right? They're not even that whacked out to say every Sabbath is based on wait for a lunar moon 30 days and we'll count 7 days and that's a Sabbath. Well, what happens when out of a six-month period, you got 30-day month under a lunar or moon cycle for 6 months, and other 6 months, not 30 days, there's a 29-day cycle for 6 months. You got 30 days for 6 months and 29 days for 6 months, which makes up a lunar year. So that means you'll wait 30 days, then count seven, and whatever day that is, that's a Sabbath. And in a month where it's 29 days for a moon, you'll wait 29 days, and you count the seven, and that's a Sabbath. So now your Sabbath is all over the place based on the lunar month. Can you imagine someone trying, like, yo, what day the Sabbath is this week? One. 2, 3, okay, there's 28, 29, 30, okay, let's count, okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, that's right, the Sabbath this month is Tuesday. Folks, you can't make this up. This is what they're doing. Oh, yeah, brother, hey, how you doing? All praise be to the Most High. Do you know what day the Sabbath is this month? Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. Okay, it's 29 days. Okay. You got your calendar up, brother? I got my calendar up. Well, it's 29 days this month. All right, let's go. 27, 28, 29. No, it's 29 this month. Now let's count seven. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Sabbath this month is Wednesday. Call everyone you know. We got to be at church next Wednesday. We're going to be at the Sabbath next Wednesday. Folks, you can't make that up. This is why I wanted this brother not to argue, to show how ridiculous that is. But y'all don't know, folks. That's what he was trying to push. That's what they believe. I'm the wrong one, because I was there when y'all begin to make that crap up. All right. Last call. 708 area code. Now I got one more after this. 985. 708 area code. You're live. And said, I don't mess around with stuff like that. Well, I told him, get out of here with all that. We need you as far away from us as possible. All right? 708 area code. I mean, I seen one guy. He was telling people, man, when people ain't going to be following the moon Sabbath, man, it's, and eventually we're going to have to start putting people to death. That's a little, you know, I mean, that's a little aggressive, isn't it? I mean, just because you and three guys, you convinced that probably, you know, putting down spliffs or rolling blunts because we not there with y'all three guys waiting on the moon. You think y'all going to start putting people to death because, so much aggression. Stick with what you're dealing with. We good, right? But that's our people. Hosea 4 and 6. All right. No 708. Last call, 985 area code. And I hope to see you all in the Hebrew and Bible Academy.
985.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Elder. Recall, this is Noelle. I'm calling from Louisiana. I'm thankful to finally get through to speak with you. I'm calling because I want to thank you and your ministry, Gathering of Christ Church, for all that you are doing to bring forth the knowledge of the truth. I have been following you all on YouTube since last year. I started November of last year, and I know it was the Most High that led me to your channel. And I'm just thankful that I have come to the knowledge of the truth. My entire family has. And I just want to thank you. Thank you so much. And I also want to share something with you that in the church that I was going to, and in the beginning, when they were first, they first had the, you know, the juice and everything. So this particular pastor was allowing people to come into the church, and, you know, he was promoting it, so to speak. So me and my family, we never did that because that's not what God wanted us to do. We felt that way. I have worked in the medical field. I'm a nurse, and so is my daughter. But we were able to work under I can't think right now. I'm just so excited. But we were able to, yes. But we were able to work where we got the, what is it called? In other words, we were able to bypass that. So we are not working, you know, we are working, but, you know, we didn't have to take the juice, thank God. So,
okay. What you were under an exemption?
Yes, sir. That's it.
There you go. They still allow you to continue to work under an exemption, your religious exemption. Wonderful. Go on.
Yes, sir. I am. We both are. I just want to, you know, share with everyone that it is possible, and I'm thankful to the Most High that He gave me and my family discernment to know not to do something. And I'm just thankful. I'm so
good.
Thankful when I first came on, learned of your channel. I have notes. every word that you have spoken, and I made notes. I've educated my children. And I just want to thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And God bless you. May the Most High continue to bless you and your ministry. And thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Sister, I'm glad you and your family made it through the storm. And you know, we welcome you with open arms, and with this truth, we were able to help through the Spirit of the Most High God many people through a serious time. And I'm glad you and your family and your daughter stuck to your guns. And
yes,
that proves that if you stand on truth, the Most High will guide you through. You didn't budge, and the Most High found grace on you and your family, where you were still able to keep your job and didn't have to acquiesce. And then you find out everything we were saying through that.
Yes,
was correct.
Yes, sir.
And you,
yes,
stood your,
sir,
ground.
That is correct. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Well,
and
I'm
not going to say that the enemy didn't try. Now, the enemy was trying. You know, they kept coming to me, and I just kept saying no, you know, no. But,
good.
You know, God worked it out, and I'm just thankful. I am thankful. So
praise,
I just wanted to commend you on all that you're doing. And I want to ask you, Are y'all going to start a church here in Louisiana? That would be great. Oh, I'm not sure if y'all have one.
We have a church in Louisiana. What part of Louisiana?
Oh, really? I live in Napoleonville, Louisiana. I mean, that's the nearest city. We have Gonzales. There's New Orleans. There's Baton Rouge. So I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. I think we have one in Lake Charles. That's where I was born. I was born in Lake Charles.
Oh, really? Okay, that is wonderful. Yeah. I'm actually going to Lake Charles with my son and his wife. He was recently married, and we were invited up there to Lake Charles. So I will definitely be in touch with the with the church there.
Okay, let me have your name. Noel.
Noel.
Isn't that a fitting name for this time of year?
Oh, yeah, but I don't celebrate all of that. I know.
I'm just saying.
Celebrating that. Yes, sir.
You can't help your name, right? It's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, there's some tough names out there, obviously. All right, bless you, sister.
Sir.
You have a great night, and I'll make sure the deacon from the South reach out to you, okay?
That sounds wonderful, and thank you so much, and you have a blessed and a restful night.
And remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. A matter of fact, it's every 7 days.
Another thing.
All right?
Yes, sir. That's another thing.
From Friday sundown
to
Saturday sundown, it's every 7 days.
Yes,
the Most High made it easy for you. You run into
yes,
some of
sir.
These characters.
That's another thing. That's another thing I want to also share with you, that my family and I, we have Bible study on Saturday. We are sure, we make sure that we keep that day holy. We are keeping the Sabbath in our household. So I'm so sorry that my husband is not here tonight. He's actually working, but I can't wait till he get off to let him know that I spoke with you tonight, Elder. So you take care, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, bless you, sister, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. Are you in the academy?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, now. All right. Let's do it. All right, sister.
Great
stay strong, people. And I appreciate it. Come on through. Wait to see what we're going into this Sunday, all right? HistoryTime.org.
Yes,
thank
I can't wait. Wonderful. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you, Elder. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, that concludes our broadcast for this evening. I don't see Sunshine in the house anymore, but she'll be popping up soon out of nowhere, very soon, hopefully. And with that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. And believe me, folks, stay away from the Luna, whatever they're dealing with. It's of the devil, okay? They even try to troll. After they can filibuster and bring some janky Sabbath that no one knows about, they started trolling our page. Boy. Oh, man. But you know what? I pray for the brother. I pray for them. And, you know, and hopefully one day their Sabbath will fall on our Sabbath, which is every 7 days. Because sometimes that happens once in a blue moon for them. And we can praise the Most High together. Once in a blue moon. No pun intended. With that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. And keep in mind, the Most High is calling back Israel. Thank you, Elder Dell. Thank you, Elder Yerach. Without you, brethren, you bishops, deacons, fellow laborers, daughters of Zion, administration, none of what we're doing can be possible, and especially none of this would be possible without you. Thanks for supporting the Gathering Christ Church. Share this with everyone you know, and keep in mind the Most High is what? Calling back Israel. Shalom.